Topic 3. Benchmark key terms. Group 3. Quiz. American expansion and World War I. Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I'm back to quiz you on the key terms for Topic 3, Group 3. American expansion and World War I. First definition. This is a strong sense of pride and loyalty to one's nation, often leading to the desire for independence or self-governance. In American history, this sentiment surged during events like the War of 1812 and the late 19th century. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is nationalism. Next definition. This is the policy of extending a country's power and influence through colonization or military force. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the U.S. expanded its territory and influence, particularly in Latin America and the Pacific. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is imperialism. Next definition. This refers to the civilian sector of a nation at war, where people contribute to the war effort through various means, such as rationing and working in war industries. During World War I and World War II, the American home front was crucial for supplying troops and maintaining morale. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is home front. Next definition. This is the belief that a country should maintain a strong military capability and be prepared to use it aggressively. This idea contributed to the tensions leading up to World War I, as nations built up their armed forces. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is militarism. Next definition. This was a secret diplomatic communication sent by Germany to Mexico in 1917, proposing a military alliance against the United States. Its interception by British intelligence helped sway American public opinion toward entering World War I. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Zimmermann Telegram. Next definition. This was a British passenger liner sunk by a German U-boat in 1915, resulting in the deaths of 128 Americans. This event contributed to growing anti-German sentiment in the U.S. and was one of the factors leading to America's entry into World War I. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Lusitania. Next definition. This passed in 1917, authorized the U.S. federal government to draft soldiers into military service for World War I. This act marked a significant expansion of government power during wartime and affected millions of American men. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is Selective Service Act. Next definition. This was the name given to the U.S. military forces sent to Europe during World War I. Led by General John J. Pershing, it played a crucial role in turning the tide of the war. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the American Expeditionary Force, AEF. Next definition. These were a set of principles outlined by President Woodrow Wilson in 1918, aimed at ensuring peace after World War I. These points emphasized self-determination, free trade, and the establishment of the League of Nations. Do you know the word? I'll give you some time to think about it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the 14 points. Next definition. This was the peace agreement that officially ended World War I in 1919. It imposed heavy reparations and territorial losses on Germany, setting the stage for World War II. Do you know the word? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is the Treaty of Versailles. This is the last definition for this quiz. How did you do on the quiz? If you need more review, listen to the key terms for Group 3, or if you would rather look over the words, refer to the PDF for Group 3, and then try the quiz again. This is Jennifer, study smart and good luck on your test. See you next time.